Good morning, everyone. Oral Health 2014 is a DentaQuest Foundation initiative to advance and support local leaders for national impact. I'm Michael Monopoly. I'm the Director of Policy and Programs at the DentaQuest Foundation, and I wanted to take just a few minutes to introduce the initiative and then turn it over to two of our grantees to describe their success. I have no relationships to disclose. Oral Health 2014 supports a systems change approach to improve the systems that impact oral health. The systems that we are focusing on are the systems of policy, financing, care, and community. Oral Health 2014 provides multi-year support from the foundation that includes grant support and an active partnership with our grantees in the form of shared convenings, technical support and training, and a social network. Currently, 25 statewide alliances have chosen one or two of these six priority areas to first develop and lead a collaborative infrastructure and develop a plan for impact and then to implement that plan. Our theory of change in this initiative is that support to develop an effective collaborative planning process leads to trust and common purpose, guided by leaders to create a sustainable, aligned movement to improve policy and systems that will ultimately improve oral health. And this is just a map of the distribution of the initiatives. We have a good national campaign that hopefully will have the impact that we're looking for. So what I'd like to do now is to turn it over to Ruth Pollard to talk about her work.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. It is such a pleasure to be here on today and share the work of one of the grantees, the District of Columbia, and our DC Pediatric Oral Health Coalition. When I thought about the, make sure I'm doing this right here. All right, no disclosures. When I thought about the title of this, Creating Health Equity, and you're probably wondering how in the world does this have, what does this have to do with creating health equity? As I look at this, though, the approach that DentaQuest Foundation and its partners, its 24 partners, one of which is the District of Columbia, was really to empower the leaders and the people to help create this health equity. So I just want to give you our story in the District of Columbia. We are focused specifically on pediatrics in the District of Columbia, and you see here's a snapshot of what we were looking at sort of before the partnership with the DentaQuest Foundation, and that is a population of under 18 years of age, 18 years under a little over 100,000, which makes up about 17% of the population. And of that population, the kids are insured mostly by Medicaid or SCHIP, the State Children's Health Insurance Program. 28% of our kids live below the poverty level. And in District of Columbia, we refer to the divide of a symbolic divide of the river. The east of the river in Ward 7 and 8 were grouped in 8 wards. And east of that river, there are 2 wards, Ward 7 and Ward 8, that have most of our children living there and most of the poverty. But at the same time, they have less medical and dental providers in that same area, and even fewer that accept Medicaid or other public health insurance. For oral health, we have less than 30 pediatric dentists in the entire District of Columbia, and fewer of those even accept Medicaid. And again, remember the dynamics of our demographics. Most of our children live east of this river. So for us, it really was about advancing not only the leaders, but the city in itself. And this is indeed a progressive movement. But our focus in District of Columbia to create this health equity was to really identify our purpose. Why are we here? What do we intend to do? And then to identify the people, the stakeholders that would help us lead to that particular purpose and develop a plan, an action plan to implement that purpose. And so that's what I'm going to talk about over the next few minutes. So here we are on this journey to our purpose. In 2009, the District of Columbia Children's National Medical Center, which is now Children's National Health Center, embarked upon a pediatric community health needs assessment. It was the first of its kind in probably more than two decades, where we were able to really drill down and look at the real needs of our children in the District of Columbia. And what we found there was not something that was sort of startling, but to see the facts there that oral health really is a priority and to recognize and know how oral health has been very much disconnected in its own way from the total body and the total issue of public health and community health, that we saw this as quite alarming. And from there, we developed a citywide, in response to that, a citywide oral health work group. And this is all prior to the partnership with the DentaQuest Foundation and some other funding partners. And that work group really started to look at what are the needs and look at that whole purpose of us as a community as it related to pediatric oral health. And so as we looked at this, we developed this work group, and we had two other funding resources that were geared towards direct services. So we had funding resources from the American Academy of Pediatric Dentists and Head Start Initiative, as well as some local funding from the Children's Health Board, where we implemented a mobile van called the Dr. Bears Express. Dr. Bears, Children's National logo, the Dr. Bears Express. And we provided fluoride varnish for children, particularly those east of that river. What we learned very quickly was that even though there was a critical threat and we needed to address that, that that would not create long-term sustainability for our children. They did not have a medical and dental home to then go into from that initial contact at the mobile unit. So we really had to regroup and say, what could we do more that create long-term health equity and sustainability? And so we came up with forming the DC Pediatric Oral Health Coalition, and from that coalition, we were able to bring together multiple stakeholders across the city, insurers, federally qualified health centers, child health advocates, government affairs, community stakeholders, and other advocates. And it was through that coalition that we began to attract to a local foundation, Consumer Health Foundation, some initial dollars to do some planning, and then furthermore, the Jesse Ball DuPont Fund, and then we were able to connect with the DentaQuest Foundation to really launch over a three-year period the work that we were doing. So in terms of after understanding our purpose, we look to really prepare our people. And you'll see here we use the facilitated leader model, which was brought to us through the relationship and the collaboration with the DentaQuest Foundation. And this model has seven practices. I won't go over all of those seven practices, but I really wanted to bring out three things. And that is the DentaQuest Foundation and its partnership helped us to focus and understand the purpose of preparing our people to look at results. So clearly we wanted results at the end of the day, but not to look only at results and pound results, but to recognize that this is a process and being able to create the sustainability and eventually get to health equity around oral health. But not only that, the relationships are very important, and our relationships, we'll see more as I look down to the agreement here, but the relationships are very important. So for us, that was the target. Absolutely, we wanted results. We wanted to make sure that our process made sense for the District of Columbia, that it was tailored to the work that we do, and that we had the right relationships around the table. And in terms of design, we wanted to look at what is the reality. So going back to the state of pediatrics in the District of Columbia, the reality is that although many of our children were insured, including dental having access or insurance for dental services, the truth was is that they did not have real access. And because they did not have real access, we, you know, recognize that health insurance did not equal access for them, particularly because of the limited pediatric and even general dentists in Ward 7 and 8 that would not accept Medicaid for insurance. And so we recognized that, and we also realized that we had a future that we wanted to get to, and that was improved access for all children, not just children who were insured by Medicaid, but for all children in the District of Columbia. Between that reality and that future was clearly the action, and it was around this action that we prepared the people, and we prepared our people, including myself, by coming to agreement and recognizing from everywhere, from medical doctors to dentists to registered dental hygienists to advocates, we came to the point to say, where can we agree? Where can we have common ground? Because there are a lot of priorities amongst the different stakeholders, but we conducted an analysis of the stakeholders. We looked at who needs to be involved at what point in this process and in developing the relationships, which I think was very important in terms of keeping the people engaged in the process. So there's a core team clearly that came out of the Children's National Health System, but there also involvement around other areas like the respective Department of Health and Department of Healthcare Finance, which are our Medicaid team, as well as relationships around our data partners and other partners there, so that we made sure that we stayed in agreement with what our purpose was. And so preparing our people was very important in terms of the health equity. And then from understanding our purpose to preparing the people and really focusing on that the people did not have that sort of mission creep, where we stayed focused on what we needed to do, we selected two major priorities, medical and dental collaboration, and then prevention and public health infrastructure. Again, what we recognized was that it was very important in order to help create, and we're still creating this, I would not say we're at health equity, but we're still creating this. In order to have that, we needed a strong infrastructure that was not only about holding the public health, the health Department of Health and Healthcare Finance and Department of Public Schools, but also holding the entire system of health advocates, health providers, accountable for the infrastructure that we had in the District of Columbia. And so you'll see in some of our successes that we focused on things like changes in Medicaid policy and to be able to have the medical and dental collaboration to really look at where are our kids going and where can we most ensure that they're getting at least prevention in terms of oral health. And then a third priority that we're now focusing on or beginning to focus on is the oral health literacy. What we learned in focus groups and surveys and forums is that the parents wanted to really understand and be an advocate for themselves to help create this health equity. So in terms of some of our inaugural successes, again, we're very young. We're about 3 years old, 3 or 4 years old for the D.C. Pediatric Oral Health Coalition for our relationship with DentaQuest. We're going into or completing our second year. Again, we developed the first of its kind study on pediatric oral health. So I mentioned that we did a community health needs assessment, and then we further drilled down into a pediatric oral health assessment to look a little deeper in terms of the pediatric population. Additionally, we streamlined through the coalition the work that we're doing, the oral health assessment form, which we're hopeful will be a form that we can collect data and be able to report that data on a national level so that we can move from the F in the District of Columbia to a much higher grade in terms of our oral health. And then we advocated for fluoride varnish reimbursement for not only primary care providers, but for the dentists. We learned very quickly that the dentists in the District of Columbia did not have Medicaid reimbursement for fluoride varnish. And then what I find to be very admirable is that we've created transparency in our oral health data via our DC Health Matters website, which allows us to really say, here's how we're doing in terms of the metrics that will help us get to the health equity for oral health in the District of Columbia, particularly pediatric oral health. And that is it for me. I'll turn over now to my colleague, Kimberly.
Thank you. And thank you for having me. I'm very happy to be here today. So I am going to talk a little bit about our DentaQuest grant and how it has helped improve oral health in North Dakota. So before I start, I'm going to talk a little bit about the statistics in North Dakota. First of all, our state population is a little bit less than 700,000. The older adults consist of about 14% of that 700,000. So older adults living below the poverty level is about 12%, and 1 in 5 older adults reported to be missing all their teeth in our state. So in 2010, only about 27% of the eligible adults used a Medicaid dental benefit. So also the number of seniors about 65 years and older in North Dakota are expected to increase by 52% in the year 2025. So as you can see, our state has a lot of older citizens in our state. Oh, I kind of started here, go. Okay, so quest for improvement. I'm going to go forward a little bit. The course of action. Okay, so when we first started our grant, we had no idea where we were going to go, what we were going to do, what our priority areas were. We didn't have a clue. So we started the grant. This grant is a 3-year grant. And the first year is a planning grant. The second 2 years are implementation. So we had to determine the needs of our community. So what better way to determine the needs of our community by going out to the community and asking them? So we set up 6 community forums, and we invited the whole community. We invited the public, social service, policymakers, who would ever want to attend. We had a polling method that engaged the participants. And what we wanted to do, we wanted to ask them one basic oral health question. And the question we asked them was, are you having trouble receiving oral health care? And we engaged in many, many conversations. We had great discussions. Many stories were shared. And a theme was developed. The theme that was developed was that we have a huge need for the elderly population for oral health. So quest for improvement. So we have our priority determined, and that is older adults for oral health. So at that time, we had no program for oral health at all for adults, nothing. So we had to determine a program and determine what we were going to do. So we determined a goal, and our goal was going to be to provide dental care for all long-term care residents. So now we have to develop a plan. So how do we develop a plan? We don't even really know where to start. Well, DentaQuest helped us with this. So we formed an implementation team, and the team helped us to develop a plan and move the plan forward. So our plan was to provide, go into one long-term care setting, and provide care, and what we did is this was going to be a pilot program, and we had a hygienist go in 2 to 3 times per week, and she would do fluoride varnishes, she would do assessments, triage, and her scope of practice, and then we would have a dentist come in 2 to 3 times per month, and they would do the restorative care. So this is our plan. This program had to be sustainable, and this is very important to DentaQuest now even, and they tell us, you know, when the funding is over, what are you guys going to do? You want to make sure that you have a program that's sustainable and that will carry on after us. So with the procedures that that the dentists and hygienists do, they're all billable procedures through Medicaid and dental insurance companies. So that way they are hopefully able to sustain themselves. Currently, we're developing a business plan, and so what we hope to do with this business plan, and this is something that we shared with DentaQuest as well, is to get other providers across the state to also do the same plan that we're doing. And of course, this plan, the important thing about it is sustainability. So it's interesting with this program. I'll tell you a couple of cute little stories. We have portable equipment we bring into the beauty parlor at the nursing facility, and we always have somebody in the chair. So we have one person in the chair, and then we have 6 people in what we call the waiting room, which is right outside the beauty parlor. Anyway, so there we have the residents come in, and this is kind of their social time. So we have them, we have 6 really nice chairs for them to just lounge around in and visit, and we have coffee and tea and pastries and things for them. And so they get all dressed up, and they put their lipstick on, and they get their hair done, and this is their social time, and they actually love to come in, and they actually love to visit. So there's one, and this actually helps us too, because we always utilize the time. We don't ever have no-shows. We have a captured audience. We always have somebody in that chair. So I'll tell you a cute little story about Ethel. Ethel was about a 92-year-old lady, and she's very healthy, but she had a hard time communicating. So Ethel actually started losing weight. She became lethargic. She wasn't eating. She was always very active, and she wasn't going to any more of her activities. So Ethel went to see the doctor 4 or 5 times. Couldn't find anything wrong with her. So finally, they decided, well, let's send her to the dentist that we have here. So we saw her, and she happened to have an oral lesion under her denture, and we made her a new denture and got rid of the infection, and a couple weeks later, she was off and running and back to her normal self again. So it just shows that this is our medical dental collaboration. The mouth is included in the body, and it's very important to make sure that everything is included. The body and the mouth are all in one. So our measures of success. This is a model that DentaQuest shared with us. And this helps us to determine success. So in order to have a successful program, you must build and sustain relationships. Relationships are very, very important in this program. Focus on the process and make sure the results are timely, high quality, and meet your requirements. And again, they must be sustainable. So the gain in fame through DentaQuest Oral Health 14. So with this grant, we have been able to establish 3 different programs in our state. First of all, like I said, the elderly care program, which is very important to our state. We started out, like I said, with 1 pilot program, and now we have expanded our program to 8 facilities in our state, and we keep wanting to expand it and add more facilities as time goes on, as we work through our business plan and present that model to other different dentists and facilities throughout the state. We have a fluoride varnish program for children and adults, and this is provided by health professionals. Now, this actually is used, we had to have some policy changes on this one because we had to allow health professionals to be able to provide fluoride varnish on children and adults, but originally, only dental professionals could do this, so there was some policy that we had to change, but this actually helps because we have to, the health professionals see the kids a lot earlier than the dentist, so this actually was an important measure that we took on. Medical dental collaboration, we've been able to now include the Smiles for Life curriculum into our medical schools, our nursing schools, and our nurse practitioner schools, because we, in the beginning, we had no oral health at all in our health professional school. So now they have incorporated it through this DentaQuest grant. We have showed them that it's so important to make sure that you have dental incorporated into your medical curriculums. So our goal was to establish the programs that improve oral health and, most importantly, are sustainable. And with this help from the DentaQuest grant, we have made great strides and will continue to move forward. So thank you.